Just to begin with, can you just say your name for
me? Henry Stewart.
That's perfect. And you live in Park Avenue, is that?
Yeah, number 12.
Okay.
Where the fire was.
Tell us what you saw, Henry.
Well, first thing this morning, I never smelt any smoke or anything like that. There was a kickoff, happened about 10 past 7 or so, after the fires had been sent for. And I thought it was workmen, you know, shouting back and forward to each other. But at that point, I was in the back of the building. I'd never seen nothing at the front at that point. Went through into my living room and saw the flashing lights, and I thought, oh my God, what's happened here? So looks out the window and here's all the fireys and the police and ambulances and everything.
And did you see someone getting killed out
the building? Yeah, well, I didn't see the guy getting taken out of the building, but I did see eventually, the next time I looked out, there was a guy lying on the pavement, and there was four firemen doing CPR on him, and there was two paramedics. They were all working on him. And this went on for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes or so. Totally relentless. The guys never stopped for a second. They were really hard working on the guy. But it didn't look too promising. He didn't look too well, the boy, at all. But, and then they eventually put him on a stretcher and took him to the ambulance.
And were you quite shocked by all this going on?
Well, at that time of the morning, it's not something you expect, you know. But it does happen. These things do happen. But I just hope the guy and the young lady that was involved, I hope they're going to be okay. That's the main thing. Buildings mean nothing. They're only properties. Life's mean more. So.
Cheers. Thanks.
Yeah, you will.